Hi, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I'm on speakerphone. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you just fine, ma'am.
Okay. I have a grandson who just turned one, and he has 1p36 deletion syndrome. So he's missing about 129 genes.
Poor guy.
And he has a problem with his stomach. He has reflux. And they have him on, it's a medication that starts with an R, and I can never remember it.
Ranitidine. It blocks all his stomach acid, so the poor kid's going to be malnourished as long as he's taking it.
And he has a horrible time maintaining his weight. We're hoping he's going to be 20 pounds at his checkup on Monday.
Ma'am, with ranitidine or any of those acid-blocking medications, your stomach doesn't make acid. You do not digest food properly. How are you going to gain weight and stay healthy? You're not.
So how do we get him to stop vomiting and be able to digest his food?
Well, start with, ma'am. Start with, a child who has that bad a problem usually has a really bad case of food allergies. It is not limited to with dairy, and that's about 80% of the time in cases like that. How do I know? Because I happen to work with a lot of infants in the first 10 years of my career. Anyway, there usually is a bunch of food allergies, and food allergies can be diagnosed in that child by, no kidding, and it's not fun, but you poke a little needle, get a drop of blood, put it on a cardboard, filter paper and cardboard, you mail it off to the lab, and you get the results back in about 2 weeks. Now, here's the problem for mom. If the kid's allergic to certain foods, mom's got to stop eating them, too. Mm-hmm.
Well,
if she's still nursing, that is.
He's not breastfeeding because he had hard time latching.
Oh, well, in that case,
she found one formula that doesn't seem to bother him as much. She has started him on some rice cereal and some purees. And since she's done that, he's done a little bit better with the weight gain. But if he's not taking the medication, he starts vomiting.
Yeah, and here comes malnutrition, ma'am. So I recommend I recommend very highly that you check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get a different angle on this thing. Get the food allergy testing done. See what happens when those foods are removed from his diet. And you may need also to be working with a really good nutritionist, because when we don't digest, we are more likely to become allergic to things. No kidding. That ranitidine can also create allergies because we're not digesting. We're absorbing undigested food particles. The body doesn't like that. It starts making antibodies to them. Some of the worst cases of allergies I've seen have been from people who've been taking acid blockers. Anyway, so you might have to work with good nutritionist.
So my daughter, she's working with a nutritionist, and they seem to be less than knowledgeable.
Okay.
They have not given her good information. A doctor? She's in Tacoma. So is there a doctor in the area that would be familiar with the pediatric nutritional needs that takes a more natural route versus a prescription route?
Well, ma'am, I hate to be partisan here, but I think she might be wanting to come to Tahoma Clinic because we've got one of the best nutritionists ever. She's getting her advanced degree now there. Her advanced degree comes in April. As advanced as you can get in nutrition in being a nutritionist. We also have physicians who would be quite familiar with this issue. We talk about this kind of stuff. In other words, difficult cases at our weekly doctor's meeting. Okay. That's what I'd suggest, ma'am. Usually I don't try to be partisan that way, and we'll say just find a good doctor skilled in knowledge of natural medicine, of which there are many. But we happen to have also a nutritionist who is getting her most advanced degree one can get. So we got both at the same place is the point.
Okay. And then actually I've been contemplating guiding my daughter towards you guys anyway. So this kind of confirms what I was thinking that needed to be done to benefit my little guy.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you're on it there, Grandma, because sorry about that, because Otherwise, that ranitidine is going to sentence that child to poor development of anything that needs nutrients in his body.
Thank you, because that's kind of where my head was going, and you're confirming what I'm suspecting. So, okay, now I have a plan.
Okay, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. And thank you very much for calling.